Senior Airman Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, Domestic Abuse Awareness Month, and A-29 joins Test Pilot School Fleet. The United States Air Force recognizes October as Domestic Abuse Awareness Month. Aviano Air Base's Family Advocacy and Domestic Abuse Victims Advocate programs are using the month to educate the community on resources and information regarding domestic violence.
The Domestic Abuse Victim Advocacy Program provides support to victims alleging domestic abuse, including 24/7 response capability as well as information regarding victims' identified needs. DAVA provides support to the Installation Family Advocacy Program as well, and assists in the development of coordinated community responses to domestic abuse. The DAVA and Family Advocacy Programs at Aviano educate and support anyone in the community who might be a victim of domestic abuse, and host events regularly for members of the community interested in learning more about domestic abuse awareness. Martina Miller and Koviak, Domestic Abuse Victims Advocate, speaks on the role that you can play to assist victims of domestic abuse.
If a person is close to you, coming forward that they're going through hardships in their relationship or marriage, just be a listener. And there's sometimes not so much you need to say. You can just be there to listen. An advice would be not to ask why question. I know maybe personally we might be wondering, why are they staying? And I'm happy to educate people. There is a long list of reasons why people stay. If someone is coming forward, you can inform them that they are resources here if a person is feeling unsafe, but just be a good listener and tell them where they can go to talk about reporting options.
And Koviak adds, trainings are available upon request for improving as an active bystander and education on the resources that are available to members of the Aviano community. I'm Senior Airman Chase Verzal, AFN News.
A-29 joins Test Pilot School Fleet. With your Air Force News, I'm Airman First Class Malia Hemsoth. A trio of A-29 Super Tucano aircraft arrived at Edwards Air Force Base, California, to join the unique fleet at the U.S. Air Force Test Pilot School, October 9, 2024. The arrival marks the first newly assigned aircraft for the school in nearly 30 years as part of the Test Pilot School's mission shift to address great power competition. Because of the A-29's airframe design, the school will be able to conduct training and research on a variety of multi-domain sensors and weapons, reducing reliance on the T-38 and F-16 aircrafts. Michael Banzit, Director of Air Force Test Center Plans and Programs, says the A-29 modernizes and expands curriculum, accelerating combat capabilities for the U.S. Air Force. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson.